So I've been asked to speak about love.
Ja täna ma olen palutud rääkida armastusest.
Actually, I'd love to speak about love.
Ja tegelikult ma armastan rääkida armastusest.
Because love is actually the foundation of everything.
Sest armastus on tegelikult kõige aluseks.
I mean, who would want to live in a world without love anyway?
Kes üldsegi tahaks elada maailmas ilma armastuseta?
So, one time a school teacher, she made an experiment.
Üks kooli õpetaja tegi väikse eksperimendi.
She had all the kids in the classroom keep two plants.
Ta palus kõikidel õpilastel siis pidada kahte.
Each kid had two separate plants, the same type of plant.
Et igal lapsel oli kaks eraldi taime.
So one plant was given, each plant was given the same amount of water, the same amount of fertilizer, the same amount of sunshine.
Ja mõlemad taimed said võrdses koguses vett, päikese valgust ja väetist.
But the mood was different.
Aga meil on erinev.
One plant, oh my dear plant, here's your water.
Ühele taimele näed, minu hea kallis taim, siin sulle vett.
The other plant, here's your water. There was a different mood. The students were told to give a different emotion to the two. One plant be very sweet and nice, the other be very cold and rude to the other plant.
Õpilased paluti siis erineva meeleoluga kasvatada neid taimi. Et ühega olla siis väga selline armastuslik, aga teisega väga külm.
Even though those plants had the same amount of sunshine, water and fertilizer, the plants that were given the nice treatment flourished, and those who were treated brutally did not grow very well.
Kuigi mõlemad taimed said võrdses koguses vett, päikese valgust ja väetist, aga mis oli erinev oli see, et see, keda kasvatati just nagu armastusega, see õitses.
Same thing with the dog.
Sama asi ka näiteks koeraga.
If somebody kicks their dog and it's cruel to their dog, that dog is a very nasty dog, you see.
Kui keegi on väga julm oma koeraga ja lööb oma koera, siis selline koer on samuti ise väga kuri.
But if someone's very friendly to their dog, gives a nice love to their dog, you see.
Kui keegi on väga sõbralik oma koeraga ja annab koerale armastust,
then that dog will be friendly.
Ja annab sõbralikku tunnetust, siis ka see koer muutub sõbralikuks.
So the thing is, it's somebody who knows how to be a loving, kind-hearted person. They feel a joy and a happiness in being loving and kind.
Et inimene, kes suudab olla armastuslik ja hea, ta leiab sellest naudingut selline olemas.
And somebody who just knows how to be mean and nasty and cruel, they're not a very happy person.
Aga inimene, kes suudab olla lihtsalt selline julm ja külm, siis need inimesed ei ole eriti õnnelikud.
So it actually pays to be loving.
Ja tegelikult tasub ära olla armastuslik.
Because a loving person becomes happy.
Sest inimene, kes armastab, ta muutub õnnelikuks.
So then how to take advantage of the science of love?
Aga kuidas nüüd kasutada ära seda teadust armastusest?
How to become perfect in love?
Kuidas muutuda täiuslikuks armastamises?
That science is called Bhakti Yoga, the yoga of love.
Ja see teadus, selle nimi on Bhakti Yoga, ehk teadus armastusest.
I am a teacher of that science.
Ja mina olen selle teaduse õpetaja.
I'm here at your university for the first time. I don't see you have a department of love here at your university.
Ma olen esimest korda külas teie ülikoolis ja ma ei näe, et teil oleks siis teaduskonda armastuse jaoks.
What kind of dry university is this? There's no department of love?
Mis kuiv ülikool see küll on, et siin pole teaduskonda armastuse jaoks, armastus teaduskonda pole.
You should offer a PhD in love, a love PhD.
Peaks ikkagi pakkuma ka doktorikraadi armastuses.
Because this is the most important thing in the world.
See on tegelikult kõige olulisem asi maailmas.
If we don't know how to love, what are we going to do?
Kui me ei oska armastada, siis mida me teeme?
We're going to hate.
Siis me vihkame.
You see? If your love is not full of, your heart is not full of love, then you become full of hate.
Sest kui teie süda ei ole täidud armastusega, siis teie süda täitub vihaga.
And the world becomes very, very miserable place when people are full of hate.
Ja maailm muutub väga-väga haletsusväärneks paigaks, kui inimesed on täis viha.
So, then, how do we perfect the art of love?
Ja nüüd siis küsimus, kuidas me viime täiuslikkuseni armastuse kunsti?
That, then, is the subject matter of today's seminar.
Ja see on tänase seminari teemaks.
So I welcome you all today to our love seminar.
Nii et ma siis olete kõik teretulnud meie tänasele armastuse seminarile.
When you water the root of a tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished.
Kui te kastate puu juurt, siis kõik lehed ja oksad saavad toidetud.
When you feed your belly, you feed every single part of your body.
Kui te toidate oma kõhtu, siis te sellisel viisil toidate igat oma keha.
So, if you can love the root of all existence, the source from which all the energy is diffused throughout all of existence, your love is perfect.
Ja kui te suudate armastada, siis kõige olemas oleva allikat, see, milles siis kõik energiat saavad alguse, siis sellisel viisil teie armastus saab olema täiuslik.
This is the science of love, you see.
Ja see on armastuse teadus.
When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished.
Et kui te kasvate puu juurt, siis kõik oksad ja kõik lehed saavad olema toitud.
When you give perfect love to the root of all existence,
ja kui te annate siis kogu eksistentsi juurele oma armastuse,
then you become the perfect lover of all living beings.
Siis teist saab täiuslik armastaja. Te armastate täiuslikult kõiki.
Even the little ant. Even a little ant.
Isegi väikest sipelgat.
Even a blade of grass.
Isegi rohulille.
This is called universal love.
See nimeks on universaalne armastus.
The more you become perfect in the art of love, the more you become happy and fulfilled.
Mida rohkem te saate oskuslikuks armastuse kunstis, seda rohkem õnnelikumaks teile muutub.
So the perfection of love is when you can love all living entities throughout all the of existence.
Ja armastuse täiuslikkus on see, kui te suudate armastada kõiki elusolendeid üle kogu eksistentsi.
So how does one do that?
Küsimus on, et kuidas inimene seda teeb?
That we will discuss today.
Ja sellest me täna kõneleme.
The first thing is to understand what is the root of all existence.
Üks asi on siis mõista, mis on kõige eksistentsi allikas.
Dr. Stephen Hawking, he has informed us that this universe comes out of absolutely nothing.
Näiteks härra Stephen Hawking on meile öelnud, et see universum tuleb ei millestki.
But where is the scientific evidence to prove that?
Kui kus on see teaduslik tõestus, et seda kinnitada?
I recently did a scientific experiment in Malaysia.
Et hiljuti siis toimus üks teaduslik eksperiment Malaisias.
To test the theory of Dr. Hawking's.
Et tõestada Dr. Hawkingsi teooriat.
I turned on the stove.
Ma panin tööle siis pliidi.
I took an empty pot.
Võtsin tühja poti.
I put it on the flame.
Panin tulesse.
And I was waiting for the popcorn to come out.
Ja siis ma ootasin, et sealt tuleks popcorn.
And it didn't come out.
Aga ei tulnud.
There was no popcorn.
Ei olnud mingisugus popcorni.
I even told the pot, come on, pop, 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 pop.
Ja võtsin nii, plaksu, plaksu, tule nüüd, tule sa popcorn.
But there was no popcorn.
Aga ei olnud mitte mingisugus popcorni.
We weren't trying to get the universe out of nothing, we were just trying to get some popcorn out of nothing.
Me ei tahtnud nüüd universumit mitte milleski tekitada, me tahtsime lihtsalt natukene popcorni mitte milleski tekitada.
So I could understand that Dr. Hawking's was not, his theory is not correct.
Ja see ka ma mõisin, et härra Hawkingsi teooria ei ole tõene.
If you can't even get a little popcorn out of nothing, how can you get the whole universe out of nothing?
Et kui isegi suuda natukene popcorni toota ei milleski, siis kuidas on võimalik teha seda universumiga?
So, we have to, that we can understand nothing is not the source of existence.
Ja seega me saame mõista, et mitte miski ei ole eksistentsi allikaks.
Well then, what is the opposite of nothing?
Kuid jõuame nüüd selleni, et mis on siis selle mitte millegi vastand?
The opposite of nothing is something.
Ja mitte millegi vastand on miski.
Is he? So there is something from which everything has come.
Nii et on olemas miski, millest siis kõik tuleneb.
So we can find out what is that something that is the root cause of all existence.
Ja meil tuleb just leid üles, et mis on siis see miski, mis on siis kõige eksistentsi juures.
And if we can give our love to that root cause of everything, that original substance, that original something, then we become perfect in love.
Ja kui me suudame siis anda oma armastus täiel määral sellele kogu eksistentsi allikale, siis ka meie armastus muutub täielikuks.
So this is the science of love, the science of, in Sanskrit it's called bhakti.
Ja see ongi teadus armastuses, sanskriti keeles on selle nimeks bhakti.
To search out that original source.
Et leida üles see algne allikas.
To find that original source.
Ja leida see algne allikas.
And then to give one's love to that original source.
Ja siis anda oma armastus sellele algsele allikale.
Way back at the beginning of the universe.
Et siis ammu aega universumi alguses.
There was a great personality, his name was Lord Brahma.
Oli siis suur isiksus, kelle nimi oli Brahma.
He was born on a lotus flower.
Ja tema sündis lootus lillest.
He found himself sitting in dark space on a lotus flower.
Ta leidis ennast olevat siis pimedas ruumis lootus lillel.
He was trying to figure out what is the original source of my existence.
Ja ta püüdis aru saada, et mis on minu eksistentsi alge.
And he couldn't figure it out. It was a huge lotus flower, by the way. He went crawling down the stem to try to find out where is the source of my existence. And he couldn't find out. So he finally came back up to his lotus flower seat and sat there wondering, how did I get here?
Ja siis teistus seal lootusille peal ja mõtles, kuidas ma küll siia sain.
But then, in the dark, he heard two syllables from the Sanskrit alphabet.
Ja selles pimeduses olles ta kuulis sanskriti sõna tähestikust kahte silpi.
The 16th and 24th syllables in the Sparsha alphabet.
Nii et siis selles Sparsha tähestiku 16. ja 21. silpi.
Ta pa That means austerity, tapa.
Ja see sõna, mis moodustub tapa, see tähendab askeesi.
So he said, now I've gotten a message, a divine message.
Ja siis ta sai aru, et nüüd ma olen saanud sõnumi.
To find out the origin of my existence, I should perform tapasya or austerity.
Ja nüüd sooritamaks seda, või nagu leidmaks vastus, ma olen sooritamas keesid.
So Lord Brahma did that and he had a vision of the whole spiritual world.
Ja siis Brahma sooritas seda askeesi ja ta nägi kogu vaimset maailma.
He was able to see God directly.
Ja tema oli võimel nägema Jumalat otse.
And he understood everything about his existence, how the universe came into being, everything he understood.
Ja ta mõistis täielikult kõike, kuidas universum on loodud ja nii edasi.
And for those of us who were not there then with him, he wrote down, or he spoke, these words to describe what he experienced.
Ja nende jaoks, nagu meie, kes seal tol hetkel ei olnud, kirjutas üles need sõna, mis kirjeldavad tema kogemust.
Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha satchirananda vigraha anadir adir govinda Sarva karana karanam, which means the supreme controller is Krishna.
See tähendab tõlkes, et kõrgeim kontrollija on Krishna.
He has an eternal form which is full of bliss and knowledge.
Ta on olemas siis igavene vorm, mis on täis õnnistuse teadmise.
He has no origin.
Ta endal ei ole alget.
And because he is the origin of everything.
Sest tema ongi kõige allikaks.
And he is the cause of all causes.
Ja tema on kõikide põhjuste põhjus.
And he is also called Govinda.
Ja tema, see kutsutakse ka nimega Govinda.
So Brahma had this realization that there is a person named Krishna or Govinda who is God himself, the source of everything.
Seega Brahma sai teadvustuse, et on olemas isiksus, kelle nimi on Krishna või Govinda.
And he opened his heart in complete, total love to that Supreme Person.
Ja siis ta avas oma südame, et anda kogu armastus sellele isiksusele.
And Brahma then became perfect in love for all living beings by doing that.
Siis Brahma sai täiuslikuks kogu oma armastuses kõikide elusolendite vastu.
And he gave in his wonderful book called the Brahma Samhita, the science of love.
Ja selles imelises raamatus, oma raamatus, Brahma Samhita, rääkis ta siis armastuse teadusest.
How we ordinary mortals here on the planet Earth can also become perfect in love.
Et kuidas meie tavalised surelikud selle planeedil maa saame samuti armastuses saada täiuslikuks.
Preman janacharita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shama shunya ramashan yuganasvarupam govindamali purusham tamaham bhajami. He said, I worship Govinda, that original person.
Ida ütles, et ma kummardan Govinda, seda algallikalist isiksus.
Who is Krishna himself.
Kes on Krishna ise.
Shama Sundara. With inconceivable, innumerable attributes.
Siis käsitlematute ja lõputute attribuutidega.
Who was seen by those devotees in their hearts of hearts.
Keda siis pühendatud näevad oma südamete südameis.
With the eyes of devotion tinged with the salve of love.
Silmad, mis on siis täis pühendumust, ning mida on võitud armastuse palsamiga.
So the point is this, when you actually awaken that divine love within your heart.
Mõtel selles, et kui te äratate selle jumaliku armastuse oma südames,
you can directly see God himself.
Siis te olete võimelised nägema Jumalat otse isiklikult.
Because God is present.
Et ka Jumal on olemas,
God is present right here in this room.
Ja ka selles samas ruumis Jumal on olemas olemas.
The Supreme Lord, the source of all existence, is present here right now in this room.
Et selles samas ruumis siis kõige allikas Jumal kõrgem isiksus on olemas olemas.
So if one can see with the eyes of love,
ja kui inimene suudab näha armastusest,
one must see that original person, the source of all existence.
Ja näha seda kogu eksistentsi allikas, seda algset isiksust.
One must see how everything is coming from him.
Siis ta võib ka näha, kuidas kõik tuleneb temast.
How everything exists in him.
Ja kuidas kõik eksisteerib temas.
And how he is present in his fullness in each and every one of the atoms throughout the entire universe.
Ja kuidas ta on olemas kogu oma täiuses, igas ja igas ühes aatomis üle kogu universumi.
God then becomes the most lovable object.
Ja sellise viisil Jumalas saab kõige armastatud.
The most lovable person.
Kõige armastatud isiksus.
And one can experience God everywhere.
Ja sellise viisil inimene suudab tajuda Jumalat kõikjal.
At every minute.
Igal minutil.
Here at the university.
Siin samas ülikoolis.
At your home.
Või kodus.
When you're commuting around Tallinn.
Või siis sõites ringi mööda Tallinna.
In the forest.
Või metsas.
In the city.
Linnas.
Anywhere and everywhere, one who has awakened this pure love, they can see God everywhere.
Igal pool ja kõikjal, see, kes on äratanud enne selle armastuse, suudab näha Jumalat.
So, such a person has perfect love then for all living beings.
Ja selline isiksus omab siis täiuslik armastus ka kõikide teiste elusolendite suhtes.
So how does one then awaken this love?
Kuidas inimene saab äratada endas selle armastuse?
In this age, the prescribed system is to chant the holy names of God.
Ja sellel meie ajastul ette nähtud meetod on Jumala pühade nimede laulmine.
In every scripture it is recommended.
Et igas pühakirjas on seda kinnitatud.
The Bible recommends, especially in the book of Psalms, it recommends that one should always chant the name of God, love.
Näiteks piibel soovitab seda, eriti siis laulude raamatus, ülistada ja laulda Jumalast.
The Quran recommends it.
Quran soovitab seda.
The Bhagavad Gita recommends it.
Bhagavad Gita soovitab
seda. All the scriptures recommend chanting the names of God.
Kõik pühakirjad siis soovitavad laulda Jumala.
So we'd like to give you a little sample of how one can do that.
Ja me soovime anda teile väikse näidise sellest, kuidas inimene võib seda sooritada.
Is the mantra written anywhere?
Kas mantra kuskil kirja pandud? Not yet. We can write it down.
Yeah, who's quick at writing?
All right. Vichaman is very quick.
So we're going to give you a sample of what is known as mantra yoga.
Ja me anname teile siis väikse näidise sellest, mida kujutab ennast mantra yoga.
That one can actually, we're going to do a little scientific experiment here today.
Te võite siin täna läbi viia väikse teadusliku eksperimendi.
We are going to vibrate this mantra as a group meditation.
Et me teeme siis ühis meditatsiooni.
And you can join with us, or if you want to just observe, you can do that too.
Et te võite meiega ühineda, aga võite ka kõrvalt jälgida, kuidas te soovite.
But you get more out of it if you actually chant along with us. You get more out of it.
Saate sellest rohkemat enda jaoks, kui te sellega ühinete.
But it's your call, whatever you want to do. You can either observe it or you can chant with us.
Aga see on teie enda otsus, kas samuti osalda laulmises või jälgida seda.
So we're going to sing a little tune, and I don't know if there's enough room to squeeze it in.
Me võtame siis ühe meloodia ja laulame selle taktis.
Yeah, we'll make it, yeah. All right, so it goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as he finishes it, Rama Rama. Yeah, Rama, Rama, and then Hare, Hare. Okay, very good. Can everybody, can all of you read that? Everyone can see it? Everybody, you all can see that? You can read that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and sing a little tune, and everybody can sing along with me. I'll sing it, and everybody can sing it back to me. And it'll do like a chorus.
Et süsteem on väga lihtne, et on ees laulja. Ja
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hari Hare. So this is a little demonstration of what is called mantra meditation. What are we doing and why are we singing some song, you may wonder. Well, this is an ancient science. It's called Shabda Brahman. This is an ancient mantra from the Vedas of India. And this mantra is non-different from God Himself. God is fully present in this sound vibration. So if one absorbs oneself in chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, one is directly associating with God.
Ja kui inimene süveneb selle mantra kordamisse, siis ta otseselt suhtub Jumalaga.
So you develop your consciousness according to those persons with whom you associate. If you hang out with drunkards, you become a drunkard. If you hang out with LSD takers, you become an LSD taker. And if you associate with God,
ja kui te suhtlete aga Jumalaga,
you develop all godly qualities.
Siis te omandate kõik jumalikud omadused.
And what is godly qualities? Pure godly quality means pure love.
Ja jumalikud omadused tähendavadki siis täiuslikku armastust.
Pure love means giving without any thought of return. That is pure love.
Mis on puhas armastus? Puhas armastus on anda ilma mitte midagi tagasi ootama.
So, in the science of Bhakti Yoga, we regularly chant the names of God.
Ja Bhakti Yoga teaduses me regulaarselt kordame Jumala pühasid nimesid.
And by doing this, we develop more and more of a loving tendency of the heart.
Ja seda rohkem tehes, me arendame seda armastuslikku kalduvust endas.
And the more you and we love it. Because the more you become purified, the more you become happy. When you love God, then who is the source of everything, then you love everything automatically. So one may say, but the Al-Qaeda, they say that they love Allah, so why do they hate the non-Muslims?
Siin võite väita, et aga näiteks Al-Qaeda terrororganisatsioon, et nemad ju ütlevad armastavad Allahit. Aga miks nad siis vihkavad mitte moslemeid?
But that's not real love of God, you see.
Kuid siin on tuleb kõrge, et see ei ole tõeline.
The symptom of one who truly loves God is they love all living entities.
Symptom isiku kohta, kes armastab Jumalat, on see, et armastab ka kõiki teid elusulandeid.
Not just those who belong to their religion.
Mitte ainult neid, kes kuuluvad tema religioon.
that if you belong to my religion, I love you, and if you don't belong to my religion, I hate you.
Mitte niimoodi, et kui sina kuulud minu religiooni, siis ma armastan sind.
That's not love.
Siis ma ei armasta.
That's not love, that's politics.
See pole armastus, see on poliitika.
So one who has been genuinely awakened the spiritual love within their heart.
Nii et see, kes on tõeliselt äratanud endas selle armastuse.
They will naturally love everyone.
Nemad siis loomulikult armastavad kõik.
And they will be the best citizens of this country. They will be the best citizens of this planet. They will be the true leaders of this world. So our mission is we're training up the best citizens of this country. We are training up the leaders of this planet. This is our mission. By teaching the science of perfect love. And I hope that you'll be able to take something home from this seminar today that will impact your life in a very positive, wonderful way.
Suudate midagi kaasa võtta tänasest seminarist ja et see mõjutab teie elu väga positiivsel viisil.
So maybe you have some questions. Some of you might have a question. I'd be happy to try to answer your questions.
Ja kui kellelgi teist on mõni küsimus, siis ma meeldi vastaksin nendele.
Any question?
Küsimusi.
Yes.
Как на эстонском, что ли? Here.
На эстонском.
Это похоже, вы говорите, да?
Well, here is a question that this gentleman is from Estonia, and in Estonian language, here, it means good. So he's saying that there is like a similarity, like Hare Krishna and Hare Krishna. So he's asking that, but can the local people chant like this, like Hare Krishna?
Hare means a similar word, means good.
It's a similar word. In Estonian it sounds hea. Can they chant like this? Like hey,
no, this is the proper chanting. But if you think that way, it's very nice.
It
reminds me, it means good.
Huh?
Hare means good.
Not hare, but hea.
Hira.
Hea.
Hira. It means good?
It means good.
So if you think that way, that's very nice. This is good Krishna, Krishna, good, good Rama, good Rama. It's very good if you think that way.
Hea Krishna.
Because Krishna is the ultimate good, that's the thing. Anything else?
Hare sounds better.
Hare kõlab paremini.
Anything else? Any other questions? Yes, yes, sir.
What does this mantra mean?
The mantra means...
Küsimus on, mida tähendab see mantra?
Actually, it is a prayer. Krishna and Rama are names for God.
See on palve. Krishna ja Rama, need on nimed Jumala jaoks.
Hare is the energy of God.
Hare on Jumala energia.
So what we're doing by calling out to the Lord and His energy is we're asking, please engage me in your pure loving service.
Nii et kui me pöördime Jumala poole selle mantraga, siis me palume Jumalat ja tema energiat, et ta rakendaks meid tema armastusliku teenimisse.
Anything else?
Kas on midagi veel? Palun. Eesti keeles, jah, ma tõlgin.
Et üks asi selle armastuse hoolimise kõige kaastunud selle, et üks asi on see, et seal kuskui templis elad või Indias need spetsiaalsed kohad on asu ja kõik need pühendunud ümber, siis et seal on võisti lihtne.
So this gentleman has a question that, for example, in temples or in devotion communities or in India, it is much easier to practice this science of love and compassion. But for example, in Estonia or in the Western world, where it's very stressful conditions, how to make it practical here?
We have a temple here. Come to our temple, you'll feel like you're in an Indian holy place. Tell them the address. We have the address in the back on the table. Cards with the address, huh? Yes or no?
We took together today books, and books have address in them.
Okay. So tell them the address. Write the address here on the board.
Ma kirjutan teie jaoks siis aadressi, et Tallinna kesklinnas aadressil siis Luise 11A.
In downtown.
Kesklinnas.
So please, actually, come to our temple tonight. I'm giving a lecture at 6:30 tonight, the temple.
Ja võite tulla ka täna õhtul meil kell 6:30.
When you walk into that temple, you won't feel like you're in Estonia. Feel like you're in an Indian holy place.
Ja kui te astute selle ukse läheval sisse, siis te ei tunne, et oleksite enam Eestis, vaid olete nagu India pühas paigas.
It's amazing atmosphere in that temple.
See on väga imeline atmosfäär selles templis.
Any other questions?
Kas on veel küsimusi?
So now bring me a sample of each book.
Et Timo, palun too siis iga raamatu üks eksemplar.
Any other question?
Et vahepeal võite küsimuse esitada.
So now I'm going to show you the wonderful, wonderful literatures we have.
Ma näitan teile nüüd ka seda imelist kirjandust, mis meil on.
Because there's a whole science. I've just given you a little tip of the iceberg here.
Et on olemas siis täiuslik teadus, et ma näitan teile, praegu me oleme rääkinud lihtsalt selle jäämäeva tipus.
There's an amazing science of love that goes behind it. I just given you the tiny tip of the iceberg. First thing is cuisine. Everybody likes to eat. But you can eat in such a way which is based on pure love for God and all living creatures.
Et kui te suudate süüa sellisel viisil, mis põhineb armastus Jumala vastu ja kõikide elusandite vastu.
The science of pure love eating is described in this book, The Higher Taste.
Et siis puht armastusega toitumine, seda kirjeldatakse selles teoses.
And you get all these wonderful recipes you can take home tonight and cook in your own kitchen.
Et te võite täna kaasa võtta ja ise oma köögis siis kokata.
And then we have what is this, Beyond Breath, and I can't read the Estonian. Is this Russian?
Well, that's Russian book.
Russian?
Beyond Birth and Death.
Beyond Birth and Death. I thought it was Beyond Breath and Death. It's wonderful how to get out of the cycle of birth and death. This tells you all. I told you about Krishna. Here's a picture of beautiful Krishna. He's the supreme superstar. And you can find out all about Krishna. He never gets old. Like the superstar is here. Mick Jagger is becoming like an old senior citizen now. See.
Mick Jagger is saanud juba siuke vana mees, aga Krishna kunagi ei vanane.
But Krishna is still a fresh youth. He never gets old.
Et Krishna on see värske noor, kes kunagi ei vanane.
And here's a wonderful multimedia, some kind of multimedia CD or DVD. DVD?
This is kirtans.
Kirtan, you can take it home, stick it in your MP3 player, yeah, and really rock out on the music.
And
mellow out and rock out. And then here's the ultimate wisdom in the whole universe.
Bhagavad Gita.
And all of these are available today at a special discount price. Especially for this program, we're offering a special discount today. So, and anybody who we have a hardbound book here about what's it called? Second chance, yeah. How you can get a second chance at the time of death Even if you're going to go to the wrong place, you can get a second chance at the time of death by chanting the name of God.
Et siin on veel üks siis kõlakriitiline teos, mille nimi on teine võimalus, et kuidas siis surma hetkel juhul, kui te olete suundamas vales suunas või ütleme noh.
And anybody who takes one of these, anyone who takes one of these two hardbound books today, you bring it up to me, I'll give you a special written blessing in your book.
Et kes täna siis soovib võtta mõne nendest kõlakriitilisest teosest, siis ma hea meelega kirjutan teile ka õnnistuse.
So we can the lecture will end now and everybody can go to the book table and groove out on the books.
Et praegu siis me lõpetame loengu ja kõik võivad vaadata raamatud on seal üleval, Aleksei kõrval.
Thank you all very much.
Ja aitäh teile.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Shila Gurudeva, about the internet course.
Yeah, you can go on the internet and get on my free e-course.
Et võite minna interneti ühineda minu tasuta neti kursusega.
You can get something every day in your email that tells you how to become perfect in love.
Et sellise viisil te saate siis iga päev oma meiliboksi siukse mõnusa mõtte, mis aitab teil siis oma armastust.
How to taste perfect love at every minute.
Et kuidas siis maitsta täiuslik armastust.
And how to give perfect love at every minute.
Ja kuidas siis anda.
Joincourse.com.
Ja see on siis ingliskeelne veebilehekülg.
You can join my free course. I have 14,000 people signed up all over the world.
Join
you just go to joincourse.com, you can get on my free e-course. We don't charge you any money, it's completely free.
Sellest raha ei küsi.
So we thank you very much.
Ja siis on, mul on ka teie jaoks tagasiside lehed, mida ma praegu